the wind. Turn into it. Turn into it. And so I began to meditate on taking that apart. What does that mean to turn into the wind? It's not just about, okay, repent and that's it. Okay, it's a mindset. It's how are you going to approach life? I was going this way. I'm now going to approach life this way. With God's love, His power, His direction. And I'm going to live for God. And so I began to ask God about, okay, what does that look like? And then I remembered back my experience sailing. What was it? I made a decision. It was a decision. It was a decision to seek God. It was a decision to go after God. It was a decision that said, okay, God, I'm yours. I'm going to do it. It was a quality decision. When I was sailing, I had to make a decision. I heard the voice on the dock. Was I going to continue struggling on my own, trying to figure it out? Or was I going to listen to the sailing expert that was yelling the directions from across the water? Was I going to listen to somebody who knew better than I? He knew exactly, and I remember I had been struggling for several minutes, and he was trying to talk to me, and then and I wasn't listening. Have you ever been there? Maybe you have friends that are there right now. Maybe you can identify. Maybe that was you, stuck in the mud, not really listening how to get out. I think we've all been there at some point, right? So he says to me, he says, if you will just listen to exactly what I say, I can get you out of there. Listen to exactly what I say, I can get you out of there. Man, I'll tell you, God's that way with you and me. If you listen to exactly what I say, I can get you out of that mess. Because I'm good like that. I love my kids. I can get you out of that financial mess. I can get you out of that mess. I can. Just trust me. Just listen. Just listen. So Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a hope, or a future and a hope. And then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me. And when you search for me with all your heart, it was a decision. It was a decision. New Living Translation says, if you look for me wholeheartedly, you'll find me. The Amplified says, and then you will seek me and require me as vital necessity, and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. It was a decision. It was a quality decision. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's his way of being right with God. Not yours. Because guess what? None of us are good enough. It's his way. He paid the price on the cross so that you could be righteous. It's a free gift. So the first thing was a quality decision, a decision to seek after God with my whole heart. And as I was listening to the sailing instructor yell those instructions across the water, and he said, just listen to exactly what I say and I can get you out of there. I decided that I'd calm myself down, even in my panic of being stuck in the mud, being blown into the trees. I decided I'm going to listen. When I listened and turned that rudder and turned into the wind, it was awesome. It was just an awesome experience. The second part of turning into the wind is that action to draw near. James 5:8 says, draw near to God. Draw near to God. Is it James 5:8? Do we have that there? Oh, be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. I think I might have that reference wrong. Sorry about that. But it's draw near to God and he will draw near to you. God is drawing near each one of us. As we draw near to him. As we draw near to him. And then I started to ask myself, what does that look like? What does it look like to actually make that quality decision, number one, to turn into the wind? What does it look like to draw near to God? To draw near to God. What does that look like? For the people of WFC, for you and me, what does that look like for Doug Mitchell tomorrow morning to draw near to God? For Randy, for Nivy, what does that look like? For Abigail, what does that look like to draw near to God? And so, I'm going to show my age, but there's somebody in here who remembers who E.F. Hutton was. Anybody in here remember who E.F. Hutton was? He was a famous stockbroker and had a brokerage firm for many, many years, and they became famous because of their commercials. Their commercials were always really interesting. Busy place, busy setting, two businessmen talking. And one gentleman would say, well, I'm talking about this stock portfolio, and what do you think about that? And they always started off the same way. You know, Wall Street types, you know, with the Wall Street Journal open, well, you know, I'm thinking about this stock. What does your broker say? And then the famous guy became famous doing this. He's dressed and he's there too, and he goes, well, my broker is E.F. Hutton. And E.F. Hutton says, and immediately, no matter what was going on in this scene, everything became silent and everybody would lean in. Well, E.F. Hutton said, and they'd lean in. There was actually a physical notice, if you watch some of these old YouTube videos, because they're actually on there. If you want to go, just look up E.F. Hutton commercials. You'll watch like four or five of them. They're all the same. It's when E.F. Hutton speaks, everybody listens. You see, but there was something, what does that look like when we lean in, when we draw near to God? And the question came to me, leaning in is body, soul, and spirit. Because I noticed in these commercials, they showed everybody actually physically leaning in. Physically leaning in, like to listen. And I thought to myself, even when I was on the boat, making the decision to turn the boat into the wind, to grab the rudder and to make that quality decision to listen to the sail instructor on the dock across the water, I'll never forget, I actually, because the wind was so strong, I had to cup my ear to try to hear what he was saying. There is a picture of us leaning in to God to say, what are you saying? What are you saying? Lean into him. You say, well, that sounds so general, Pastor. What do you mean by that? I'm talking about tomorrow morning when you wake up. Can you just even posture yourself to say, God, I want to hear what you have to say. Let's have an adventure today. Lean into him. You know, when I was in school, I wasn't a great student. And I'll never forget, one tip really helped me in college. Going into college, being an average performer, I think I was fairly intelligent, just not really motivated. And I'll never forget, somebody told me, they said, if you get a chance, when you go into any classroom, always sit in the front row. And I'm like, why? In high school, I didn't. I sat in the back row. And they said, because there's very few distractions between you and them. It's easier to focus. Much easier to focus if you sit on the front row. So I've taken that even to my spiritual life. You ask my family, if I go to a conference, where do I want to sit?
The front row.
Front row or close to the front.
Close as he can get.
Close as I can possibly get. Mm-hmm. If I go to a meeting, if I go to a preaching or a church service, I want to go to the front. Mm-hmm. because I don't want anything distracting me. Now, that's not to those of you that are sitting in the back today. It's a judgment-free zone here, okay? Nobody's judging. I'm just telling you, there was a physical posture that I did and do to lean in to the things of God. To lean in. All right. The next thing I want you to tell you, not only do you turn into the wind, but you listen in. Listen in. Max Lucado writes, it's not that we don't have ears. It's that we don't use them. Our ears, this is still Max Lucado, our ears, unlike our eyes, do not have lids. They are intended to remain open.
That's good.
Deuteronomy 6:4 said this, God is always talking to us about hearing and listening. And Deuteronomy 6:4, one of the first times he's speaking to his people, he says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel." Proverbs 8:34 says, "Happy are those who listen to me." So not only are you going to turn into the wind, you're going to listen in. Listen in. I like what the Apostle John in the book of Revelation. How many times does he say, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says." Jesus himself said, not only be careful how you hear, but be careful what you hear. And we know from being faith-filled believers that Romans chapter 10 and verse 17 tells us that faith comes by hearing the word of God. So listen in. Listen in. So turn in to the wind. That's a repentance. That's a repentant lifestyle. Not that you have to walk around with baggage and always be wondering, "Oh my goodness, I blew it." Listen. I'm not talking about walking around in condemnation. If there is something you need to ask God for forgiveness for, do it. 1 John 1:9 says, "He is just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." I'm not talking about walking around with condemnation. I'm talking about have that lifestyle where you have decided to follow Jesus no matter what. Mm-hmm. The world is going to go one way. You're going to go God's way. The world is going to go one way. You're going to go God's way. And then, you know, I started thinking about listening in. There are three elements, according to experts. This has nothing to do with, scripture, but they're the people who are experts. Whoever they are, right? You ever wondered who they are? Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of funny. But there are three elements to active listening. It's attention, attitude, and adjustment. Attention, attitude, and adjustment. You know, several years ago, we were at a conference, and there was a minister speaking, and he was from the Deep South. And he was speaking at a conference for Northeasterners. And I'm at the table, and my daughter and my wife were there. My oldest daughter and my wife are listening to this gentleman. Now, realize I do come from the South. I've been up here for a long time, but I do come from the South, so I can understand Southern.
Southern.
It's almost like another language. And I'll never forget, I'm taking notes fast and furiously. This minister is speaking. I'm taking notes. And I'm listening. And I hear Sarah and Pastor Christine going back and forth. What did he say? What did he say? Were you guys there at that one? The Tony McKinnon one? I'm telling him. He might be listening. He's in the national office. Okay, Tony. Brother Tony, I love him. Anyway, so...
Goodness.
So it doesn't matter. I'm good.
It does.
No, it's good. I'm good. Anyway, so he said a very southern phrase. And I understood it. So I just looked over and I wrote it out. I said, this is what he said. And so then I looked, I whispered back, because when I get intense and I'm listening to somebody, don't interrupt me, right? I don't know. I'm a little bit like that. I get hyper-focused. Sometimes I'm scattered all over the map, but sometimes I get really hyper-focused. So I'm taking notes, and Sarah and Pastor Christine are there, and I go, tune your ear to Southern.
He did. He did.
I said, tune your ear to Southern. And, you know, that story just kind of reminded me that if we're going to really tune our ear to heaven, tune our ear to heaven, the world has one way of talking. Our listening in, should be listening to heaven. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 2:14. It says this, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned. When we're listening in, we've got to tune our ear to heaven. It's a spiritual understanding. It's a communion with our Heavenly Father. It's not understood just with your natural intellect. It's understood from your prayer life, from you talking to God, from you communing with your Heavenly Father. We know that the world, they don't always understand why we think certain things and why we believe certain things. And I'm even reluctant to use that term, the world. What I'm talking about is people who don't know Christ. They kind of look at us as we're a little bit odd sometimes. We're a little bit peculiar, aren't we? Because they're like, well, this is the common thought on this. And we're like, well, we don't have that thought. Because our ears are tuned toward heaven. Because we hear God speak through the Word of God. John 12:27. Sometimes, if we don't learn to tune our ear, John 12:27-29, if we get that up, please. This is Jesus, and he's praying. He says, now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Listen to what it says. It says, then a voice came from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and I will glorify it again. Therefore, the people who stood by and heard it said that it had thundered. And others said, an angel has spoken to him. If we don't learn to tune our ear toward heaven, sometimes it's just going to sound like thunder.
That's good.
Sometimes it's just going to sound like thunder. But John 10:27 said this, and this is what you can take great comfort in as you learn to hear the voice of God and lean in to listen. It says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad about that? Yeah. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. So we are to turn into the wind. We are to listen in. That's active listening. That's tuning our ear toward heaven. That's putting on, making that quality decision to hear from God. And then we are to act on the simple word that God gives us. Act on what God tells you to do. If you act like the word is true, that's going to change so much. When you act like the righteousness of God in Christ, there's a boldness that comes over you when you go talk to God, because it has nothing to do with how good you are. It has to do with how good he is. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, for if any man be in Christ, old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. That is a spiritual mindset that if you believe that verse, then guess what? When the old pattern starts to come, you say no, because I already turned my boat into the wind. And I'm listening to the voice of God. You know, we make listening to the voice of God so complex, and it's really not. It's really not. It's as easy as just quieting yourself, listening and praying and asking God for instruction, asking Him to lead you and guide you into all truth, and believing that He will. And when you do that, your life takes a different turn. A lot like me, stuck in the mangroves, I turned my boat. I listened to the sail instructor across the way. And I enjoyed the ride because of it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
This year, I want you to catch the wind. Catch the wind of the Spirit of God. If it means setting the goal that you're going to spend some time praying, spend some time worshiping God, spend some time listening to worship music. If it is just, don't try to conquer Mount Everest and say, I'm going to read the Bible through 4 times this year. How about just give God like 5 minutes in the morning and start there? Because what will happen is you will get addicted to catching the wind. It's a good addiction to be around your Heavenly Father because He loves you that much. Amen? So I want to encourage you to catch the wind, because we are setting our sails as a people. As Westchester Family Church, we're setting our sails. We're catching the wind of the Spirit of God. I believe He's going to birth some new things in each one of you. He's going to birth possibly ministries that don't exist. Right now, the palette is kind of blank because of COVID. We don't have a lot of, like, ooh, we got this program, that program. But maybe God's putting something on your heart. Maybe there's something that bubbles up on the inside of you that God is going to start to bring that to bear. And we're going to see people reached because He's going to speak to you when you catch the wind. Let's stand to our feet right now. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't Jesus wonderful? You ready to catch the wind with me and turn that boat around? Maybe there's some areas of your life you do need to turn the boat around. Could be mindsets. Could be habits. Could be addictions. You know, as believers, it doesn't mean that you are exempt from any of those. Bad mindsets, bad patterns. You know, even how we respond to things. You know, I said a couple weeks ago when I was talking about processing 2020 that sometimes you gotta actually like think about what you really feel about that, and then process it. It's okay. God's created us with emotions. He created us to process things. So maybe there's a mindset you need to get rid of. Maybe there's a prejudice you need to get rid of. People are talking about racial prejudice, but maybe there's other kinds of prejudice that you have. You know, we're not exempt. We're people who have, thank God, we have been rescued by Jesus. Amen. So just examine your heart and say, okay, God, I'm going to get out of the mangroves in that arena. Maybe you need to get out of the mangroves, right? Turn your boat into the wind. And let the Spirit of God speak to you. Amen? Amen. Praise God. You know, the first step is, if you don't know Jesus Christ, is to receive Him into your life, to believe in your heart and confess Him with your mouth. That's the first step. So right now, I'm going to pray a simple prayer. If you feel like joining in with me as just to help people around you feel comfortable, you can. But I'm going to just pray a simple prayer that if you're at home or if you're watching this, you can receive Jesus and turn your boat into the wind, so to speak. And just receive Him. Receive Him. Get your life on track in 2021. The born-again experience is not just for Bible-thumping people that you don't understand. It's an experience with God to transform your life. So, Father, just come before Him and say, Father, I come to You. I believe that You sent Jesus to die for my sins. I receive His forgiveness. I thank you, God, that Jesus is alive. He rose from the dead. And I confess him as my Lord and Savior. And today, I repent. In other words, I change my mindset. And I'm wholeheartedly following God. If that's you, and you prayed something very similar to that, it doesn't have to be those exact words, but the elements of putting your life in the hands of God and saying, I need you. I need you. The Bible says that you'll be saved. So I want you to do this. Let us know. Maybe you prayed that prayer as a way of recommitting your life to Him. We want to know that too. Hallelujah. Now I just want to talk to those of you that are believers. Maybe there's an area of your life that you feel like you are in the mangroves. In starting out 2021, you're in the mangroves in some areas. I'm not asking you to, you know, to get emotional and just, you know, cry over it. But maybe it could be something that you could. Maybe in that private space you do. But I want you just to raise up your hand and say, I need to turn my boat into the wind in some areas of my life. And you know what they are. Go ahead and just, in your mind, just go ahead and think about that area. That area that you need to turn your boat into the wind. And listen to the sailing instructor. I believe the Holy Spirit's talking to some of you to turn your boat into the wind. It could be academics. It could be, I'm talking to some of the young people in here. It could be some things you need his help. And he wants to tell you exactly how to get out of the mangroves. So Father, you know these that have raised their hand. You know the issues that they feel stuck in. Now in 2021, Lord, we are going to catch the wind. We're setting our sails to be the people you've called us to be. Lord, that you would speak to each person, whether online or in person, God, who needs your touch, who needs that instruction through the wind, through the howl of the wind and the water, even the distance, Lord, that they might feel God speak to them to get out of that mud and to get their life on track in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Psalm 121.